Down our way. Some old-fashioned singing by a group of friendly folks who'd like to be your neighbors for the next little while. They live in a town just like yours. The best fun they have is when they all gather for singing practice at Eli Jenkins. Eli leads a singing group besides being town grocer and sheriff. And as if that's not enough to keep a man busy, there always seems to be some kind of trouble to straighten out. At the moment, it's Patience Peavoy. Now, strictly speaking, Patience wants two things out of life. She wants a husband, and she wants to sing soprano with the group. She blames everybody in general for her not having a husband, but she blames Eli in particular for her not singing soprano.
Here you've let the new teacher come into your group to sing soprano. I tell you, Eli Jenkins, I have priority in this town.
Yeah, you can have all the priority in the world, Patience, and it still don't make up for talent.
I like that.
Now, don't get your feathers ruffled. People don't all have a talent for the same thing. Now, you make the best hot chocolate in all the world, and your oatmeal cookies ain't going to take second place to nobody. But when it comes to singing, Patience, that's when you'd better stick to cookie making.
That settles it. I've had enough of these here insults. For years I've been a-trying to get back with a singing group down our way, and now I'm through.
But the only time you was ever with this group was the summer old Mr. Malloy took over for me, and he was so deaf he couldn't hear a fire engine a block away.
You don't need to add insult onto insult. I'm not going to be bothering you anymore. I'm a-going where I'm appreciated.
Yeah, well, where's that?
To Shelby Junction, that's where.
Well, gosh, Patience, even though you don't do any singing with us, we kind of gotten used to having you around. I don't know how it's going to seem without you.
Too late to think of that now. There's need of a soprano over at Shelby Junction, and that's where I'm a-going. And, besides, they say that the choir master is awful nice.
Oh, I see.
And it just so happens that he ain't married.
Now, ain't that a coincidence?
Yes, sir, that's where I'm going, providing, of course, that he likes me.
Yeah, Patience, with the double incentive you got, he don't even stand a chance.
Patience Peavoy has just announced to the singing group that she plans to leave him and go to Shelby Junction. Now, it wouldn't seem like that would matter much, since Patience is a silent member of the group. But in a little town, folks get set in their ways, and they just won't like to change.
Eli was telling me during supper that you've decided to go over to Shelby Junction and join their singing group, Patience.
Yes, Jenny, there ain't nothing for me here.
What's this all about?
Well, what do you care what it's about, Ben Potts? You're too busy with your feed store to give anybody a thought.
Oh, is that a nice thing to say?
A patience just means that an important man like you's got a lot of things to do, Ben. Why, with you owning the feed store and being fire chief and singing bass with the group, that puts a mighty big load onto one man.
Well, I'm town grocer and sheriff, and I lead the group, so why do you go sympathizing with Ben about all he has to do?
Well, but you're a well man, Eli. And me, I got symptoms. Why, with my rheumatiz, and my shooting pains, and my high blood pressure...
When you get through with this inventory, I'd like to get in a word.
Be quiet, you two, and let Patience tell us about her plans.
Well, tarnation, I don't see why she has to up and leave us this way.
I've told you 500 times, Eli, that...
Oh, that must be Cliff and Marion.
Here it is, 15 minutes past 7. Don't do no good for me to set singing practice at 7 o'clock.
Hello, Jenny. How is everybody this fine evening?
Fine. Come on in, Marion.
Hello, everybody.
Evening, Marion.
We're mighty glad you finally got here, because Patience has a bit of news for everybody.
Oh? Don't tell me you're going to get married, Patience.
I said news, Cliff, not a miracle.
Well, what is your news, Patience?
I'm going to Shelby Junction to join their singing group. That's what.
What? Leave the gang down our way?
Why, what a surprise.
Yes, if that
is... Now, don't go getting in a lather about it. We've just been through all that, and doggone it, I've got to get folks calmed down enough to get some practicing done.
Yes, we got to get those songs ready for the Friday night social at the church.
Get out your books now, folks, and let's get the quartet song practiced up right now.
That's page 82 on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll take two verses now.
There's a day we feel gay if the weather's fine.
Every lad
feel so glad if the sun does shine. In his best, he is dressed, and with smiling face, he goes with his pearly, his own little girly, to some nice place. Lover's kiss, oh what bliss, oh what joy divine.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, Flo.
Don't forget, my dear, next Sunday at 2 I'll be waiting for you on the old iron pail.
On a Sunday afternoon, in the merry month of June, take a trip up the Hudson or down the bay, take a trolley to Coney or Rock. Away on a Sunday afternoon, you can see the lovers spoon. They work hard on Monday, but one day that Sunday,
that one day that Sunday,
is Sunday afternoon.
Gee, I can't get over you leaving, Patience. I can't understand it. Who is the leader of the Shelby Junction group?
If you only know it, Cliff, that is what's termed a leading question.
Huh?
Oh, hush up, Eli. Just let me answer without any of your remarks.
Oh, I'm beginning to see through all this. Ain't Nathan Wilkins the choirmaster?
That's right.
And ain't Nathan one of them smart fellers what ain't never got himself hitched?
You're getting warm, Ben.
Why, yes, I believe that's right.
Ain't life full of surprises?
Yeah, and Nathan is due for one.
I'm ashamed of you two. Can't you do nothing better than to sit and talk to patients this way?
I didn't really mean to start all this when I asked who it was, Patience.
Well, I still think it's a shame that you're leaving us. I'm pretty new here, but it seems to me that you're such a part of this group.
Land sakes, of course you are, Patience. It don't seem to matter none that you don't sing with us.
Now, Jenny's right. I guess you're kind of like wedding presents that folk keep around. And not useful for anything, and not even very ornamental. But tarnation, they just seem to belong. Without them, you feel like something's missing.
Yeah, they're right, Patience. I guess I'm kind of crotchety, and I ain't got a tongue for making pretty speeches. But you're a real part of all this.
We mean it, Patience.
My stars, folks saying all these nice things, and I ain't even dead. Usually a body has to be gone before talk like this comes up.
Then you will stay with us, Patience.
And not go over to that other singing group?
You just don't know how all this moves me, folks. But I made a firm decision.
There must be some inducement we can offer.
Well, since this is a voluntary group, we can't increase the wages.
No. Twice nothing is still nothing.
We might give you a title, Patience. We could designate you as the official, non-participating, silent member of the singing group down our way.
Yeah, that's mighty fancy. Does it strike your fancy?
Not as long as it has the word silent in it. That's what's been the trouble all along. I ain't had no chance to sing. That soprano voice of mine has even gotten a bit rusty.
It sounds to me like it corroded long ago.
Well, if that will make you happy, Patience, why can't we work out a plan to alternate the soprano songs? I'll just sing part of them.
Now, just wait a minute. This thing can go too far. It's all good and well to show Patience how much we like her and how we're going to miss her, and I don't mind any kind gesture to get her to stay with us, but this is getting a little too serious when we start talking to have her and having her do some of the soprano singing.
Eli, you ain't being exactly tactful.
In a situation like this, you can't be bothered with tact, Ma.
Please, listen to the way he talks. That's the treatment I've had for all these years, and Now I ain't going to have it no more.
Oh, now don't go crying, Patience. Why is it that with a woman, a little bit of truth always seems to open the floodgates?
We didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Patience.
Well, can't somebody do something? Don't sit there looking at me like I was a cannibal. Get up to the organ and sing something. Ben, you've been wanting to.
All right, Eli.
Yeah.
Here's the music, Mrs. Jenkins.
Yeah, this is supposed to be singing practice, and I'm supposed to be the leader. I ain't even supposed to be a diplomat.
Long gone the days when my heart was young and gay. Oh, now my friends from the car.
Everything under control, no calamities, mishaps, or suicides during the last song.
Oh, hush up, Eli. Scared me half to Sunday. See who it is, Pa, and if it's Mrs. Wilson comes in on the party line, tell her that that cake receipt she gave me was mighty soggy.
Yeah, if she comes in, I'm just in the mood to tell her.
All right, I heard you the first time. Hello.
Has she come in yet, Pa?
Shh, I can't hear a thing. Huh? No, I wasn't shushing you.
I asked if Mrs. Wilson had come in on the line yet.
I thought I asked you to please be quiet, Jenny.
Well, now, how did I know you meant me?
Oh, give me that thing, Eli. Can't you even calm down enough to answer the phone?
Can't I calm down?
Hello, start talking all over again, and I'll listen to you.
Yeah, I don't know how so consarned many things can happen to one poor man.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk to Patience Peavoy? Oh, sure, she's right here.
For me?
It is, unless there's another Patience Peavoy in the room.
Well, give it here. Hello?
Who was it, Ben?
You're the sheriff. You want a cross-examination. Why didn't you keep the phone?
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilkins.
Wilkins? Didn't you say that's the name of the choir master?
Why, I'm delighted you called, Mr. Wilkins. You're not disturbing me one little bit.
Well, that's an understatement if I ever heard one.
If that's the Shelby Junction choir master on the line, how did he know how to phone Patience here at your house?
You're sure mighty new to a town this size, Marion. If you got any ideas about wanting some privacy, you better change them.
Oh, I see. The telephone operator knew.
Shh, I can't hear a thing. What was that you was asking, Mr. Wilkins?
Listen to that sugar voice she's using.
Shh, well, that'd be mighty nice, Mr. Wilkins. Of course you can drop by here. We'd all be pleased.
It's our house. You might ask us.
She
lied. Yes, Mr. Wilkins. We'll expect you in a few minutes, then. That was Mr. Wilkins.
You don't say.
And he's going to drop over here in a minute.
Oh, we heard it all. We ain't deef.
And you ain't against eavesdropping either.
No, tarnation and thunderation. You can't never win with a woman. If we go on talking, you shush us. And if we stop, you're all upset because we heard what you was screaming into the phone.
If I wore a hearing aid, I could turn it off at times like these, but I don't rightly know how I can turn off my ears.
Can't you two be quiet? What about Mr. Wilkins' patience?
Well, he wants to talk with me and make final arrangements about my joining his group.
Isn't that nice?
I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, Patience.
Enjoy it, brother. If Patience can get any nearer heaven than to be within an arm's reach of an unmarried man, I guess...
Eli, I don't know what's the matter with you this evening, talking this way.
Oh, I don't mind none, Jenny. It's because Pluto is in his third house with the vernal equinox descendant in the earthly cycle.
It's more likely heartburn.
Cliff, can't you do something to help out?
Well, if I had a hand grenade, I could blow up the house. Barring that, the only thing I know to do is sing.
Well, do it then. Is this the song?
That's it.
I look into your garden every morning as I pass. When the summer morn is dawning, and the dew is on the grass. But with all its glowing roses and its perfumes rich and rare, it's a wilderness to me, dear. For I do not see you. Shadows fall when the flowers are closed in slumber and the birds have ceased to call. But the wall is gray and shadowed, and no perfume scents the air. It's a paradise.
Much good standing out there on the porch. What say I let him in?
Well, do. Quick, go to the door. Oh, I'm just all a twitter.
Good evening. Is this the Jenkins residence?
It sure is.
A few moments ago, I telephoned Patience Peavo.
Yeah, we know all about it, Mr. Wilkins. Come on in.
Oh, thank you, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is the singing group down our way, Mr. Wilkins. My wife, Jenny Jenkins. Our school teacher, Marion Castle, mm-hmm. and old Ben Potts, who runs the feed store, and Cliff Tyler, who owns the gas station out at the fork.
Now, how do you do, I'm sure. Do I perceive that you left one person out of that introductory?
No, I was just catching a new breath, Mr. Wilkins. This here is Patience Peavoy.
Indeed a pleasure, Miss Peavoy.
Same here, Mr. Wilkins, but I'm Mrs. Peavoy.
Oh, I didn't know you were married.
Oh, I'm not.
She just once was, Mr. Wilkins, and she ain't never forgot it.
Nor is marriage a thing to be easily forgotten, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure of it, too. Well, that is, I mean, I'm glad to see that you feel marriage is important. You, aren't, well, that is, you, haven't...
married? Oh, goodness, no, and I'm looking forward to it. For I'm convinced that life will be more worth the living when I have a helpmate, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Now, if I might interrupt this interesting discussion.
Yes, Mr. Jenkins?
I understand you're the leader of the singers in Shelby Junction.
Choir master, they justifiably term me.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you might like to see some of the music that Jenny and me have collected through the years. Some of it's mighty rare now, old songs that our moms and dads used to sing.
Oh, that would indeed be fascinating, I'm sure.
It's right in the dining room in this bookcase.
Yes, and maybe Mr. There. Wilkins would like to borrow some of the sheets, Eli.
Oh, that would be true excitement, I'm sure.
Well, just look through here and help yourself. Now, this here pile is all quartet songs, and over here...
Jenny, ain't he cute? The way them little eyes peeps out from behind his glasses.
Well, I don't know that cute is exactly the word, Patience, but he seems nice enough.
Nice enough? Why, he's wonderful! wonderful. He's my dream man come true.
You must not do much dreaming, Patience.
You shut up, Ben Potts. He's the grandest fella I ever met, and he's got such sensible ideas.
Hmm. So long as he likes the idea of marriage, he could have two heads, and you'd still think he was great.
Well, I'm so happy I ain't even going to take the trouble to get mad at you, Ben. Not tonight. Oh, it's like the beginning of a whole new life. Just think, me a singing soprano with the Shelby Junction group and, oh, being led by this here Mr. Wilkins.
I think you'll do a fair share of the leading.
I think it's grand for you, Patience.
Say, where did Cliff and Marion go?
Oh, they slipped out while you and Mr. Wilkins was talking. Said they was going out on the porch to get a bit of fresh air.
The little rascals. There's not only fresh air, there's a moon out there.
Oh, Patience, can't you ever get your mind on anything else?
As far as I'm concerned, there ain't anything else.
Shh. Eli and Mr. Wilkins are coming back into the room.
You probably get the same kick out of leading singing, Mr. Wilkins.
No, indeed, I'm sure. And speaking of singing, Mrs. Peavoy, since you are contemplating joining the Shelby Junction Choir, perhaps we had best discuss it at further length. That was really why I called to see you, you know.
Oh, I just love discussing anything with you, Mr. Wilkins.
Well, first, so that I might determine in my own mind the position that you might occupy in our group, would you kindly oblige me with a short vocal rendition?
You mean sing for you?
Oh, go ahead, Patience. He asked for it.
Well, I ain't really prepared.
Neither are we.
Oh, I do not wish to impose, I'm sure, and were I not pressed for time, I would not even suggest it so soon. But I must be careful that too much time does not slip by.
Oh, can't you spend the evening with us, Mr. Wilkins? We'd like to have you.
And I'd be delighted, I'm sure. But I must leave within 15 minutes to pick up my fiancée. She's visiting friends in your town.
Pick up your what?
My fiancée. I shall hasten to explain that it is a French word derived en route from the Latin, which when liberally translated means the one to whom one is betrothed. Do I make myself clear?
Yep, that makes everything clear, doesn't it, Patience?
Yes.
And as I said earlier, marriage is like an exciting adventure to me. I enter it with fervent expectancy.
I don't see what's all so all-fired great about getting married. Happens to people every day.
Yep, and unfortunately, it happens to other people.
Oh, that's true enough, I grant you. But my dear wife-to-be is the closer to me, for she sings soprano with the choir.
She sings soprano? I thought I was to sing soprano with your group.
Oh, in truth, you are. I have 32 sopranos, but my fiancé is the solo singer.
And you weren't even thinking of me for that?
Oh, indeed not. Gracious sakes, no. I wouldn't think of it, I'm sure. You must understand that 32...
I understand a lot of things, Mr. Wilkins, and now there's something for you to understand. I wouldn't think of leaving this here singing group and Eli Jenkins for all the others in the world. They love me, and I love them.
Oh, well, my heavens, in such an event, I would not dream of considering your making the change, I'm sure.
Well, that's the way it is, isn't it, Eli?
You're darned right.
Well, do let me thank you for a pleasant visit, nevertheless, and do come to visit me and my wife after we're settled in our little cottage, won't you, Mrs. Peavoy?
Don't hold your breath until she gets there, Mr. Wilkins.
And now I'll say good night.
Hey, good night, Mr. Wilkins.
Nice
good night.
To meet you.
Good night to you, too, Mrs. Peavoy, I'm sure.
Good night.
Well, it's a mighty nice evening, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, Ma.
The nerve of him.
In fact, the weather's been mighty nice for a long time.
Deceiving me the way he did.
Yeah, awful nice weather.
Making me think I was going to sing solo and then leading me on about marrying him. As if I'd even look at a little worm like him.
Don't you think we better finish our practicing, Pa?
Well, everything else is finished. We might as well finish that.
Cliff, Marion, come on, let's do some more singing here.
All right, Mrs. Jenkins.
The nerve of him thinking I'd leave you folks to join up with his awful singing group. He was all around unpleasant.
Is this the right song, Pa?
Yeah, that's it, Ma. All right.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals when they
hear the angels singing.
Feeling better now, Patience?
Sure, Eli.
Yeah, we're mighty glad you're staying with us.
Well, so am I. Awful glad. Even if I don't sing, I'm kind of part of the group.
You bet you are.
Of course you are, Patience.
And I guess I'll learn something this evening, too. About that greener-looking grass that we're always seeing somewhere else. We usually find that it ain't near as good as the pasture we're already in.
Yeah, if we just spend more time appreciating what we got, in less time dreaming of what we want, we'd all be happier folks.
Friends gather, whether it's down our way or down your way, it usually adds up to a pleasant time. And even if something should go wrong, it's not nearly so bad, because they always know they've got one another. So the group all invite you to come again next time they gather for Singing Factor. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.